Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. Here is your update at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. We got brand new information and just issued the latest forecast. Tropical Storm Barry currently about 100 miles southwest of the mouth of the Mississippi River and still moving west-northwest 5 miles an hour, so very slow movement, but a little stronger, continuing to get a little stronger with time. Maximum sustained wind 65 miles an hour, and the pressure has fallen to 998 millibars. So we are strengthening as expected and as forecasted. But once again, we keep talking about this fairly unorganized as just from a satellite view with the center probably underneath this big shield of convection. You can't really see the center on the satellite. So it's really important. It doesn't look like maybe your typical system, but here's the takeaway from this. It's big, very large. I mean, encompassing a big portion of the Gulf of Mexico. And with time, as Barry continues to move to the north, all this moisture will continue to move northward with it. And that's why we've been talking about the impact so much, about the rainfall and the storm surge as well. So it is moving very slow, but it is moving. And the closer these forecast points are together, and that means a slow movement. So more rainfall, and a lot of that will occur outside this cone. Remember, that cone is just where we expect the center to be two-thirds of the time based on our error over the last 5 years. So let's look at this. What's new as well, a lot of winds right outside that cone. You can see the big swath of tropical storm force winds. Still a chance to strengthen to a hurricane before making landfall. So, you know, we do want to talk about that. However, very important to realize whether it's a tropical storm or a hurricane, either way, we're getting a lot of rain, because look at this rainfall forecast. Still looking at some places that could get over 20 inches of rain, depending on where we have this landfall. That's just a very dangerous situation, 10 to 15 in some regions. But look how large this area, 6 to 10 inches around southeast Louisiana, central Louisiana, all through portions of Mississippi as well. That's a very dangerous situation setting up, because that's just a lot of rainfall. And also remember this. You don't have to be near the center to get these high rainfall totals. These rain bands will set up even as far away as Alabama, because the slower we move northward in Louisiana and Mississippi, these rain bands don't move as well. So pay attention. Make sure we get the latest information, the latest forecast. It's real important. Let's talk about storm surge, another one of these big factors in half the fatalities historically from the storm surge. So let's talk about it a little bit. Some large values here along the Louisiana coast, 3 to 6 foot possible of storm surge. We're looking at Terrebonne Parish, Lafourche Parish, over to Plaquemines and St. Bernard. Any one of these areas could see that 3 to 6 foot level. And actually, we're actually seeing the water level rise already, you know, with this tropical storm not even close yet. And we're seeing some of the water rise over here through the Rigolets and Shell Beach, already seeing these high tides. Around Lake Pontchartrain, 3 to 5 foot, and we are updating the forecast to have a storm surge warning for Lake Pontchartrain over to Hancock and Harrison County in Mississippi. So any one of these areas could see greater than 3 foot of storm surge, which is life-threatening. So we got to make sure that we protect ourselves from that. And even around the areas where we get landfall, just west of Morgan City, where we push that water in, the winds continue to push that water in. It gets trapped in these bays and these bayous, and it starts to pile up. And some of those values could go well inland. So the takeaway here, we go back, we look at this storm, not very organized, but at the same time, it is strengthening, it is getting stronger, and all this moisture is going to move north, and the rainfall and the storm surge becomes very dangerous. So this is the latest that we have on Tropical Storm Barry from here at the Hurricane Center.